Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. Rich, Aurelia, Rich, good to see you, my friend. Cheers.
Cheers. Great sound.
And I'm going to ask you first, what's in the glass? What are we drinking?
So right now, we're drinking a 2024 Red Stitch Rosella's Pinot Noir from Santa Lucia Highlands. So Santa Lucia is about 30 miles inland from Carmel. Great growing region for vegetables, but up on the bench, which is why they name it the Highlands.
Yeah.
They grow the grapevines where they make fantastic Pinot Noir and Chardonnays.
People love it on the radio when you do a little tasting together.
So oh, yeah. Here we go.
A little slurp of them.
Fantastic.
Mouth action. Good on the mouth. Elegance there. A little restraint there. In the barrel?
24 yeah. Was bottled in 23, yeah. July 23.
Yeah.
So we usually with our Pinot Noirs, we wait about 8 or 9 months until we release them in the spring. We've changed our program a little bit where we release one Pinot in the spring with a Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And then we release one Pinot in the fall with our Cabernet.
I want to take a little trip down memory lane. First time you had a sip of wine and it meant something to you. Like you took a sip and it was a life-changing moment. Do you remember what it was? Where were you?
I do. And that's a great question because it gets asked to me a lot. So when I was living in Phoenix at the time, my neighbor had a huge wine cellar. And we were really good friends. And he wanted to get me into wine. And he told me to go pick anything I wanted out of his cellar.
Dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Dangerous.
I did have some limitations. Like, don't go on this wall. I'll go on this wall.
Yeah.
But I remember the first wine that I tasted that I actually fell in love with wine with was a David Arthur Cabernet Sauvignon made by my buddy David Long.
Yep.
And I remember tasting that wine and remembering just like every bit of my palate that it hit and what it gave me as far as taste profile. And to this day, I will always say that is the wine that turned me on to wine.
Well, today we're in the kitchen. You know your wine. You know your way around a kitchen. You cook this gorgeous dish before us right here. Firstly, talk us through the dish and why this dish?
Well, you know, we do make Chardonnay, but predominantly we're a Pinot Noir Cabernet house. And I felt like I needed to do something that would pair well with Pinot and Cabernet.
Yeah.
So if it was just Cabernet, I probably would have done a ribeye, which had been a little fattier. Yeah. But instead, I did a New York strip. So New York strip's has a little fat cap, but not as marbled on the meat part of things.
Yeah.
And it could go with Pinot, Cabernet. So I did that. I seared it with a nice rub. And then we put it on top of a mashed cauliflower with some chives in it and some garlic powder. And then we did a nice herbed chimichurri on the top.
That's your secret sauce, the chimichurri.
The chimichurri was pretty good, man.
I'm going to give it a little.
Yeah, there we go. Boom.
Here we go.
That chimichurri was really good. And normally, and Liam, I'll tell you this, I never really put mint in my chimichurri. It's usually parsley, cilantro. Yep. But I put some mint this time. And I think it added an extra level of flavor. Oh, even though I didn't taste the mint, it added another little extra herbaceous hint of flavor to it.
We're going to move on to the second wine here that we're drinking today. Cabernet, a lovely cab, 2018. What's in the glass? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so 2018 Napa Valley Cabernet. We've been making Cabernet since 2007. Napa Valley, mostly Coombsville fruit, cooler climate. And then how we all met as a group, myself, Dave Roberts, my partner, John Misek as my other partner, we met over a blind Malbec tasting with our current winemaker, Eric Bradley. And we always blend a little bit of Malbec, under 5% Malbec, with every Cabernet we do because our former winemaker, Rolando Herrera, who we love and he was with us for years, learned how to grow really good Malbec in Oak Knoll, in Napa, and we always blend a little bit of Malbec with our Cabernet.
Red Snitch. That's a whole other story.
We don't know that guy.
We don't talk about it. But Rich, Red Snitch, of course, a nod to your career in baseball, your incredible career in baseball. I became a fan of the Giants when you were with them. And so there is some connective tissue here. There's also a little insignia on the bottles. If you twist the bottle, you didn't want to have a big baseball just in your face on the bottle, but instead something subtle. If people look, what are they looking for?
Yeah. So when we started this brand, Dave Roberts and myself and John, our other partner, we didn't want it to be a baseball brand. We wanted it to be a wine brand, and and we wanted to be taken seriously. So we kind of were very subtle and classic on our logo and our label, but we always pay homage to what offered us the opportunity to enjoy great wines and to make great wine. So on our back label, on the right side of it, you, on any label that you have or any wine we make, you can always find, if you hold up to the light the right way, embossed baseball seams. So it's like the two seams of a baseball embossed that you could feel, you could see. Yeah. And that is our homage to why we were able to start Red Snitch in the first place. Yeah. We had great baseball careers. We were fortunate enough to meet the right people. And we could basically share what we love with our customer base.
Spring training is about to happen. For you, what's the spring training season all about?
Spring training, I mean, I remember when I played, it was always something I looked forward to because, you know, a new season was starting. It was a new, you know, and I compare it to wine a lot. It's a new vintage, right? Every year when I went to play, it was a new vintage. So you have new players. You have new coaches sometimes.
Yeah.
Just like with wine, you have a different growing season. So going to spring training every year was very exciting to me because you sit around for a few months, you don't do anything, and then you get to be around your friends and and a lot of people you consider family again. And then I'll be honest with you, Liam, you get about 3 weeks in as a position player, which I was, not a pitcher, and you're like, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's get this over with and let's get out of here. But we have to let the pitchers build up their pitch count. But it was always a great experience to be part of spring training. And now at this part of my life, I'm going back down to spring training to be a guest instructor again for the Giants and put a uniform on again, which I'm totally excited for.
Yeah. So hope for the Giants this next season. We've got Buster doing great things. As you look to the season, what are you hoping for this team in this moment, 2026 and 2027?
Well, as you know, I do broadcast for the Giants. I do pre and post game. I do bleed black and orange. I mean, I was 11 out of my 15 years was here in San Francisco.
Excuse me?
There it is, the black and orange socks. I mean, we got it, man. We're all, you got your shirt on, your Giants shirt. But it means a lot. And to be able to wear that jersey with that name and those colors really meant a lot to me for my whole career.
Yeah.
So what do I look at this year? I really feel like this year, like Buster Posey took over the team before last year. He's taken a chance this year with some decisions with staff and acquisitions in the player pool, free agency. Listen, I think this team, it's very hard to compete with the team down south because they spend a lot of money.
A lot of money.
I think the Giants can contend for a wild card playoff position this year. I think they're totally capable of finishing. You know, listen, I don't want to count on anything. You know, maybe they can have a great year and finish in first place. Like, if they finish in second place in the National League West, I think that should be looked at as a total, total win-win and build moving to the future.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story.
These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich, look forward to seeing you at the ballpark over this next season. Going to let you have the last word. If folks want to find you on Instagram, because by the way, friends, if you've not yet covered Rich or followed him online, you'll see him cooking, you'll see him talking wine, and you love to cook. You can do something I cannot do. You can talk, cook. I cannot do that. So where do people find you, Rich?
Well, you could find me online on Instagram and Facebook at Rich Aurelia. Just one big word. And like, if you see my little bobblehead in the corner of Instagram, you found me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you want to find the wines, redstitchwine.com, you could find it there. And then I hope you guys watch me this year on NBC Sports Bay Area, covering the Giants pre and post game. I'm honored to be on with Liam, and I was honored to cook for him today.
Rich, great baseball career, a great broadcasting career, great cooking career. Look, you're off to the races. But to me, the commander of fun and frivolity, to be in your company always. Cheers, my friend.
Brother, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rich. I'm Liam Maitland. The full story on Rich and what he's doing in baseball, wine, and food, you'll find it at kcsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.